welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. I hope you've had a great summer, and it's really good to be back with you today. Hey, we talked about Sabbath this past Sunday, and this is one of those topics that I think there's a lot of disagreement on, a lot of differing maybe understanding, and I think rightfully so to a degree. There's a lot of different ways to look at this and think through this. And so the way I handled Sunday was to just look at, okay, what's the purpose of Sabbath and what's the practice of Sabbath, as best as I can tell, based also off of some different passages. And so we started in Genesis chapter 2, and we looked at the first introduction of Sabbath, or of this rest that God commands of Adam and Eve when he finishes his work of creation after the sixth day. He then creates a seventh day in order to rest within it. And so it's this invitation to really, in that moment for Adam and Eve, to rest in the power of God, to rest and to worship him for his work. And so that really we set up as purpose one, is to join God in his rest and to worship him for his work. We then shifted into the book of Exodus in chapter 20, and we see the fourth commandment, which is the commandment to Sabbath rest. And in that, I think what we see is it's rooted in, remember, God rested. In this point, they're different time in Israel's history and in their culture. And so the point I drew out from that was that in that particular instance, Sabbath is an invitation to physically rest and to spiritually trust. We got to remember that Israel's coming out of slavery, where they would have been having forced, harsh labor. And then they are also establishing a civilization. And it would have been really difficult to, I think, stop for a minute. And I know for me, I would be thinking of all these different things I have to do, all these things I have to get done. And God is saying, nope, I want you to trust me. And so the purpose then of that Sabbath rest, the point that I drew out was that Sabbath is an invitation to physically rest and spiritually trust. And then we went to Deuteronomy chapter 5, where we get a retelling of the Ten Commandments from Moses as they go into the Promised Land. But rather than rooting it in the rest of God, as happens in Exodus, Moses roots this in their slavery and now the freedom that they're going to have. And he reminds them, hey, I'm the one who brought you out of slavery. I'm the one who rescued you, therefore rest. And so the purpose of Sabbath in that moment that I drew out was that Sabbath is a day to meditate on the salvation that God has given us. And so, again, three different, I think, purposes in Sabbath that I drew out from those points. That it's an invitation to join God in his rest and to worship him for his work. It is an opportunity and an invitation to physically rest and spiritually trust. And then it's a day to meditate on the salvation that God has given. Again, just drawing from those three different passages. And so that the purpose there. And then what about the practice? Well, practice in the Old Testament was a strict, hey, do not work. And at times said to be punishable by death, which is really intense. And so then we get into a New Testament context. And I think the question becomes, well, okay, so am I allowed to watch football or mow my lawn, or are my kids allowed to play sports? And I think the answer to that question is we have a tremendous amount of freedom because of Jesus. And then we need discernment on how it is we best rest. Jesus ultimately is the fulfillment of the Sabbath. He says himself, speaking of the Sabbath, he says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, he says, "For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And then he says in Mark 2:27, "The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath." If you look then at what the Apostle Paul says about specific days and times, he says in Colossians 2:16 and 17, "Therefore let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." And so in this, Paul is essentially saying, look, it's not so much about the day, it's not so much about the time, it's not so much about the specifics there. It's more about Jesus and his fulfillment of all of those things. They worshiped, they observed the Sabbath prior to Jesus's earthly ministry as a foreshadowing of the ultimate rest that he would bring. And so when we get to these practical questions of, okay, well, how do I Sabbath? How do I rest? What do I do? What we need to see is that Jesus is the ultimate Sabbath. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden with burden, and I will," what? "Give you rest." So Sabbath is any time we're with Jesus. We're resting in him, in his rest that only he can provide. But then practically speaking, I just think there's a lot of wisdom in following and in participating in the different purposes that I laid out before in how we actually participate in Sabbath. Again, Sabbath is a time to remember the salvific work of God. We should set aside specific time to rest and to remember how Jesus has saved us. We couldn't work our way to God. God had to do the work in our place. We're not good enough, but we are valuable enough for him to die for. We're not good enough to live up to God's standard, but we are precious enough in his sight that he lived and died in our place. And so we need to be intentional in that. Sabbath in the Old Testament was instituted as a way to worship God in his creative work, as we saw in Genesis chapter 2. Well, we should then practice that. We should set aside time to worship God in all that he has done and all of his work and all of his mighty ways. If you do that on Sunday, great. If you do it on Saturday, great. Or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it is, you should have a set aside time where you rest in God, trusting that he can do what you cannot, trusting that he is working while you are resting, intentionally placing yourself in a situation where you're not the one getting it done, he is. And so with that being said, I pray that Sunday was an encouragement to you, and I do pray that we will implement patterns and rhythms of regular rest as a way to lean into the different purposes that I believe that Sabbath serve and are presented to us throughout the scriptures. With that in mind, I want to go ahead and pray for us and say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Lord, thank you that you are Lord of the Sabbath. Thank you that we can always find Sabbath rest in you at any time, any day, any moment. But I do ask that you would give us wisdom on what it looks like to set aside specific time to meditate and to think upon your salvation, to worship you for your wondrous works, to remember all the things that you've done, and to specifically take time to acknowledge that we cannot do it all, that you, Jesus, must in our place. And so give us wisdom and discernment there. Help us to see you in the everyday moments of life. Help us to rest and find our refreshment in you, Jesus. And Jesus, it's for your sake, your glory, that I pray these things. Amen.